If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
At the end of the week, we like to listen back to some of the jokes and try and pick what was the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. If you get a handmade gift from me, this Christmas, please consider that at some point it was no longer made with love. I get that. All right, here's joke of the week number two. I never understood how the little drummer boy's parents could send him outside alone at night to play his drum until my daughter brought a recorder home from school. Or for that matter, got a drum. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's number three. My children have asked for a traditional Victorian Christmas, so I'm giving them a 90-hour work week and rickets. And that's not Tom, by the way. Here's joke of the week number four.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the owner of a marina boat rental, and John Williams will star as his assistant. Here, Andy Mazur is on the loudspeaker calling out to a boat on the lake.
Boat number 99, please return to the dock. Your time is up.
A few minutes later.
Boat 99, return immediately or you'll be charged for overtime.
And a few minutes later, John Williams steps up.
Boss, we've only got 75 boats. Hey, boat number 66, is everything okay out there? All right, now here's joke of the week number four. A Boy Scout runs back into camp shouting, "I need help." The Scoutmaster's in a puddle up to his ankles. Another Boy Scout says, "Well, why doesn't he just walk out?" And the guy says, "Well, he fell in head first." Well, that makes a difference. That was number five. Here's number six. Singin' Sally writes, "Hey, John Williams, if we're being honest, we slap made with love labels on our handcrafted gifts." This came up yesterday. Because made with cussing, two trips to the craft store, and an embarrassing amount of wine does not fit on those cute little labels. No, it does not, but we get it. Okay, here's a few of these. How many men does it take to change a light bulb? One. It's a simple task, guys. It's a light bulb. Or how about this one? How many men does it take to screw in a light bulb?
One.
Yeah, but you don't have to remind me every 3 months, okay? Or?
Nobody knows, as they haven't got around to doing it yet.
Yeah. Okay, one more of those. Here's number eight. How many elves does it take to screw in a light bulb?
10.
Two, but they have to be really small. Wait, there's still one more, number nine. When a man actually changed the light bulb.
So you see, what you need to understand is the amperage and voltage, they're different things, and it works by passing electricity through a material that resists the flow, causing it to heat up.
Yeah, some guys are like that. Here's joke of the week number 10. I told my psychiatrist that I was hearing voices. He told me I don't have a psychiatrist. Sorry, that one made me chuckle. Here's number 11. Arachnophobia is so stupid. I say, just let spiders get married. Who cares? Here's joke of the week number 12. And yesterday I was Christmas shopping and actually used cash at the store.
Ah, going old school, huh?
Yep. And today I'm going to chop some wood and then tomorrow ride the horse into town for provisions.
Is it that bad these days?
I guess so. Okay. One more joke of the week number 13. In the new year, I'm going to stop drinking as much, start working out, and try to eat healthier.
Why?
Okay, you talked me out of it. Yeah, really, no kidding. All right, so now, what was the joke of the week? Karma's drifted off to sports land. So, Ryan, it'll be you, me, and Neil.
Sure. I'm going Cub Scout up to ankles.
Cub Scout up to ankles. I liked the... I'm going to go with the second to last one. Old school, cash, chopping wood, riding a horse into town for provisions. Neil, what was the joke of the week for you?
For me, I'm going to have to go with Victorian Christmas.
Got it. Okay. Well, nobody wins the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug by getting a majority of the votes. We'll randomly select a name, though, and send a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug off to some lucky listener. Stay right there.